The reading passage is from the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 3. But through the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment, as God has allotted to each a measure of faith. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 4,500 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, including the United States, United Kingdom, Canada, Honduras, Peru, Bolivia, El Salvador, Argentina, Germany, France, Russia, Belgium, Netherlands, China, Japan, Pakistan, Nepal, Indonesia, Philippines, Taiwan, India, Mongolia, Egypt, Israel, Kenya, Uganda, Democratic Republic of Congo, Burundi, Rwanda, Tanzania, Nigeria, Swaziland, South Africa, Botswana, Cote d'Ivoire, and local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, and television viewing audiences. There are many people who believe in the Lord and have received salvation, but each one's faith is different from person to person. Some have a little measure of faith, just enough to receive salvation, while some others have a great measure of faith to experience God's works in everything they do and give glory to God greatly. According to the measure of each one's faith, the limit to which one can experience God's works in his life will be different. God wants his children to grow up to have greater faith every day. When a baby is born, he shouldn't stay as a baby all the time, but he has to grow up to become a young man and an adult. Likewise, it's in spirit too, your faith has to grow up. It means believers have to cast off sins and evil and resemble the image of the Holy God. They have to accomplish sanctification of their heart, to go into spirit and become men of whole spirit who resemble God completely. This is the 25th session on the measure of faith, and I will talk to you about the fifth level of faith. I hope you will keep this message in your mind and accomplish it in your heart so that you will have great faith to please God. I pray in the name of the Lord that by doing so, you will be able to walk with God all the time. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I told you that the fifth level of faith is the faith to please God. With this level of faith, your heart resembles God the Father's heart so much that you can understand and see through the heart and will of the Father, and obey His will completely so that you can please the Father. But even though men understand the holiness and goodness of God in knowledge, they cannot really obey God's will completely. Their heart has to change into heart of spirit to become one with God and the Lord. To the extent you resemble God, you can understand His heart. Only then can they understand what God really wants and obey it to please Him. Now, if you go into the fifth level of faith, you have accomplished heart of spirit that resembles God's heart. So, does that mean you don't have to be under the human cultivation anymore? Of course it doesn't. Just as God, who is spirit, is limitless, the spiritual realm has no end. And there is no end in going into spirit. When a bundle of grapes ripens very well in this world, it'll be the end. But spiritual fruits can grow up limitlessly, and they can ripen to have more and more density. For example, if you graduate from elementary, junior high, and senior high school and enter college, can you say you don't have anything more to learn? Also, even if you finish your master's and doctorate degree, you cannot say you finished studying. Even though you study about one subject for your whole life, there is no end to your studies. It is much more so in the spiritual realm. Even though you go into the fifth level of faith, by going through so many trials, it is just the beginning to enter into the spiritual realm that is endless. From the first level to the fourth level, we can measure the level of faith saying you have accomplished 50% at the second level or 80% at the third level of faith. But once you get into the fifth level of faith, you cannot say such a thing as the percentage of the total that you have accomplished in fifth level. Just as God, who is Spirit, has no end or limit, as you go into deeper and deeper levels of Spirit, there will be an even deeper level unfolding itself endlessly. But just for the sake of convenience in explanation, we can say those who had the greatest measure of faith among the patriarchs in the Bible, that they reached the highest level, even in the fifth level of faith. This is about those patriarchs such as Elijah, Moses, and Abraham, who resembled God completely and pleased Him and communicated with Him clearly. Even after you go into the fifth level of faith, until you reach the highest level, God Himself guides you and fills you with the knowledge of Spirit. This knowledge of Spirit is a secret that men who belong to this earth cannot understand or realize, though they hear it. It is about the deep things of God the Father that we will begin to learn when we go to the space in New Jerusalem. When you enter into the fifth level of faith, although your body is in this physical world, you will belong to the spiritual realm in spirit. Therefore, you can begin to learn and understand even the spiritual things that we will begin to learn and understand after we go to the heavenly kingdom. As we gain this sacred knowledge of Spirit, understand God more clearly, and change our heart into a godly heart resembling the Father, we can get to the highest level of the fifth level of faith. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, if you get to the highest level at the fifth level of faith, all your characteristics and natures will turn into good points. I told you that when you are at the fourth level of faith, you have something like traces of flesh remaining in you. Namely, it cannot be considered evil, but according to what you have inherited from parents and what you have input during your growth, you may have some deficiencies. But if you go into the highest level of the fifth level of faith, even these traces of flesh will disappear, and you will be filled with only truth. But it does not mean all your characters and personality traits will become the same as one another. You will still have the unique characters of your own, but even the traces of flesh that used to be your weak points will now become good points. For example, even though you are born with such a weak character, if you go into deeper level of the fifth level of faith, your heart will be filled with strength and bravery, having no weak mind, and the originally weak mind will become a gentle and lovely character. It will become your good point in truth. Even your bodily statures will change. Most of our members in the beginning, when they first began to attend Banmin Church, they were weak. Their bodies were weak. Many of them had terminal diseases. They received death sentence from the hospital. But as they were healed and as their faith began to grow up, their body also became stronger. And that's what you are experiencing. So as your faith grows and you become a worker of God, you have good faith, so you don't even go to any hospital, or you don't see a doctor, or you don't take any medicines, but you and your family members are all healthy. Even those with very upright, straightforward, and sharp characters will be filled with meekness and softness like cotton in their heart. Even your personality, characters, some of you are very introspective and some are very outgoing. And do you like introspective or outgoing characters? They have both good and bad points. Those who are introspective, they don't reveal themselves, so they may they may be under great stress because they endure, try to endure things by themselves, and they may be a little, they cannot say the things they want to say. Even though they want to ask a question, you know, maybe in a school, they cannot really ask. But those who are too outgoing, they'll be, they need some control. So they just say anything they want to say. So which one is better? Introspective or outgoing character? Maybe the best thing is in the middle of the two extremes. That'll be the best. As your faith grows up, some of you feel very shy to give out the church newsletters on the street or maybe to other people. You change, and you cannot say anything to strangers. But now you bravely preach the gospel even to strangers. So sharp characters will be filled with meekness and softness like cotton in their heart. Then the originally upright character will become the clear and clean heart in truth that will give out such a pure aroma. It is the city of New Jerusalem where this kind of people gather, those who have their own unique characters but resemble the Lord completely. So when you go into New Jerusalem, when you get there, everybody there will be so beautiful. One, each of their deeds, each of their words, and everything will be meek, and it'll give out beautiful aroma. Therefore, the houses in New Jerusalem will give out their fragrance according to the heart of the owner. Even though there is no door plate, just by seeing and feeling the spiritual light and fragrance coming out from that house, we can see whose house it is. Because there aren't many people who go into New Jerusalem, just by smelling the fragrance, we can see whose house it is. Even in this world, if you like some stars, some entertainers, maybe a movie star or singer, pop singers or actors or actresses, even by just hearing their voices, not seeing the face, just by hearing their voices, you can distinguish whose voice it is. Your family members, you see them always, so you just by smelling, maybe, you can see it's your mother or it's your father. Just as each one's characters and personalities are different, and just as the aromas of heart we produce going through the trials are different, each house will give out various beautiful aromas coming out from the heart of the owner, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. Those who resemble God the Father and the Lord will not only understand the spiritual knowledge that goes beyond human thoughts, but also they will experience amazing spiritual things that go beyond human limits. There are many works like these in the Bible. People changed the weather occurrences like rain and hail. They also stopped the sun and the moon from moving. Some revived the dead and healed sickness and infirmities. Things that are completely impossible for man to do can be done and manifested to the extent that we resemble God and receive His power. One of the most amazing things is to be caught up to heaven without seeing the death as a man. If you think about the Bible, you can remember many accounts about this. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 5 says, "By faith Enoch was taken up so that he would not see death." Well, how could he not see death and be caught up? It was by faith. By faith Enoch was taken up so that he would not see death, and he was not found because God took him up. For he obtained the witness that before his being taken up, he was pleasing to God. So God said, Enoch, you are pleasing in my sight. God recognized him. So God walked with him for 300 years and he took him up when he was in youth. In our age, 365 years of age was a youth because they lived, used to live until 800 or 900 years. Because God wanted to see him just next to him, God took him up. So if you please God, what can you not do? So only by faith we can please God. In the morning, some business men's mission came to meet me, and I met one of the elders, and one of the elders was wearing eyeglasses, so I asked him since when he started wearing eyeglasses. So he recently his eyesight worsened. So what's your? I asked him what's the eye power, sight power. So but it was normal, but he couldn't see well. But they said it was aging, because of aging, and the elder was not even 60, it was a little about, he is only in 50s, and so that elder was shocking me. Even our members in their 70s and 80s, they see very well. And my eye power is 1.5 and 2.0, and I don't know his age exactly, but he's 13 years younger than me, and he says it is because of aging. So I see better as I get older, as the time goes. I can see better. In the Bible, Moses, when he was 120, but his eyes were not weak. He could see well, even at the age of 120. As the time passed, his eyesight became better. In my case, too, I can see better. It is good, and it's getting better. And so, and before these businessmen's group mission members, I read some letters written in the envelope right in front of my eyes, just like this. Actually, nobody can read just right in front of the eyes, but I can read them. So the even eyesight can be better as time goes. So it's all by faith. If you truly have faith and believe in the Almighty God and rely on the almightiness of God and please Him, and even weak things, even bad things will turn into good and strong things. So he should repent before God and confess with faith so that his eyesight will be better. He shouldn't say it is because of aging, but he should see better. So by faith, Enoch was, and he was not found because God took him up, for he obtained the witness that before his being taken up, he was pleasing to God. As also 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 11 says, as they were going along and talking, behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, which separated two of them. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind to heaven. So Elijah was caught up to heaven alive. Also in the case of Moses, according to Jude chapter 1 verse 9, portraying the archangel Michael and the devil arguing about the body of Moses. And Deuteronomy 34:6 saying, nobody knows his burial place today. We can infer that his death was different from other people. Moses knew that he was dying, and even people knew. But so, what would they have to do? Have had to do? They must have buried him and had a great funeral. But nobody knew his burial place. His body was not found. He doesn't have a tomb. When we go on a pilgrimage at the on top of the mountain, Moses' brother Aaron has a tomb. There is even tomb of David. And but they cannot find the tomb of this Moses, the great leader. And this is mentioned in New Testament, in the book of Jude. The archangel Michael, the archangel of a heavenly army, and the devil argued about the body of Moses. Where did Moses go at that time? He was caught up into heaven. So in the New Testament, before our Jesus took the cross, Abraham was in the upper grave for the people who, for the believers, for those who were saved. When they died, they went to the side of the Abraham. So because Moses went into heaven at the Mount of Transfiguration, Elijah, Enoch, and Moses came to meet Jesus. So we can infer that his death was different from other people. The Bible says it is appointed for man to die once. And how is it possible for man not to see death? It is possible when you become one with God in the fifth level of faith. Psalm 82 verse 6 says, I said, you are gods, and all of you are sons of the Most High. John 10:35 says, if he called them gods to whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken. That's what our Jesus was saying. As said, those who receive the law of God and accomplished the commandments completely will become one with God and the Lord, so the justice of the spiritual realm can be applied, going beyond the justice of this physical world. Therefore, in the eyes of the man of flesh, these people can manifest such amazing things to make them look like gods, and even death will pass them. Let me elaborate on this. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. According to the law of the spiritual realm, death comes to only those who have sins. But those who believe in the Lord will be forgiven of their sins by faith, and even though they face physical death, their bodies will resurrect on the last day, and they will have imperishable bodies. But if you go into the deeper level of the fifth level of faith, having no traces of flesh and resembling the characters of God very much, you will be qualified to avoid even this death of the body. Namely, people like Elijah and Enoch loved God to the utmost degree, and they had cast off all sins in their heart, and even the traces of flesh remaining in their nature. They were the ones who resembled God the most, filling their heart with the truth. Also, although they lived in the Old Testament times, because they had deep communication with God and looked up to Jesus Christ, who was to come, even their past sins and original sins could be forgiven. The wages of sin is death. So, because they were recognized that they had no sin, they were caught up to heaven. Why is this wrong? How can it be wrong? If we accept Jesus Christ, we have to recover the lost image of the Father God. We have to get rid of all the stains of this world. We have the original sin inherited from parents, and we have input a lot of untruths through our learning and seeing and hearing, and we committed a lot of sins. But after we accept Jesus Christ, we have to get rid of them one by one. We have to cast them off. Even the forms of evil, all kinds of evil. So if we get rid of all kinds of evil, all forms of evil, then we must be holy without any sins. We must be living in the light. And on top of that, if we get rid of all original sins, how pleasing it'll be in God's eyes. That's why they were acknowledged that they were sinless and they didn't have to see the death of their body. Of course, it does not mean anybody who is in the deeper level of the fifth level of faith will not see death and be caught up to heaven. Even though one is fully qualified, because he is born on this earth under the providence of the human cultivation, God let most of these people see death following the order of this earth. Also, sometimes God let those people like the Apostle Paul and Peter become martyrs after they went into Holy Spirit so that they would receive more honorable rewards, and through their blood, the kingdom of God could prevail. In the cases of Enoch and Elijah, God took them up in His special providence and let it be written in the Bible so that even the believers of later times can realize such thing is possible and long for it. Because they cast off all original sins and also all sins committed by themselves through the blood of Jesus, God would say, "You are sinless and you are perfect. Can we not be perfect?" Or Jesus said, and it says in the Bible, "Be perfect for as your heavenly Father is perfect. Be holy as I am holy. Be perfect as I am holy." The Bible and the God tells us. So if we obey that command and become perfect, then how pleasing will it be in God's sight? We can do it, and we should be. Likewise, to be in the fifth level of faith and to resemble the heart of God and show perfect obedience is such a deep spiritual level. I urge you in the name of the Lord to yearn for this realm and come into perfect level of spirit more quickly. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, one more thing you have to remember is that even though a person at the fifth level of faith has reached the maturity of the Christ, and even though he has reached the level where he does not have to see the death of body, he can never be same as the Christ. Even though a child loves and tries to resemble his father so much, he can never be same as his father. In the same way, even though a man resembles God the Creator and the Lord very much, he can never be at the same level with God, being a creature. Also, in relationship between a spiritual teacher and disciple, the disciple can never go higher than the level of the teacher. Matthew chapter 10, verses 24 to 25 says, "A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a slave above his master. It is enough for the disciple that he become like his teacher and the slave like his master." Luke chapter 6, verse 40 says, "A pupil is not above his teacher, but everyone, after he has been fully trained, will be like his teacher." So if he is fully trained, he'll be like his teacher. In flesh, you cannot understand. In this physical world, the disciple can be higher than the teacher, can be more excellent if he studies more. He can be more excellent than his teacher, but in spiritual realm, it is not so. Elisha received the double portion of his teacher, Elijah's spirit, but he could never be higher than Elijah. Even the Apostle Paul could never go higher than our Lord. So why is it so in spiritual realm? In spiritual realm, those who go into spiritual level, they go into deeper and deeper level of spirit as time goes, and they experience and they see and hear the things, and they teach those things. But in physical world, their memory power, the cells will die, and the memory power will be less, so there is a limit to their effort. And also, the students can study other things and more things than the teacher, so they can be more excellent. But in spiritual realm, though the teachers, they keep on going and teach the disciples, and the disciples learn from the teacher. There is no end to spiritual realm. Those who take hold of heavenly kingdom by force will get it. So there is no end and there is no stoppage in going into spirit. So they will pray more and they will go into a deeper level of spirit. In this world, in physical things, the disciple can get to a higher level than his teacher. But it can never happen in spirit. The spiritual realm is endless and so deep that man of flesh can never understand it. Although Joshua stopped the sun and the moon from moving, he was never better than Moses. The spiritual realm is endless. Like the sea, if you go deep into the sea, you can see such a wondrous and beautiful world. But if you just look at the sea from outside the beach, you can only see blue water with rolling waves. Unless you go into the spiritual level yourself and understand it, you cannot either explain it or teach it. Even though you just teach what you heard and learned as knowledge, you are, after all, talking about what you don't really understand, so it is same as a blind man leading another blind man. That's why 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 15 says, "For if you were to have countless tutors in Christ, yet you would not have many fathers, for in Christ Jesus I became your father through the gospel." It clearly distinguishes between a teacher who teaches with knowledge and a father who guides you to spirit and gives you life. In order to understand the spiritual realm, you must be able to clearly communicate with God, and God has to let you understand it. For this, you have to store up a great amount of prayer and fasting. But it doesn't mean you only have to store up a great amount of prayer and fasting. You have to first have to dwell in the Word of God. You have to keep all His commandments. And then you have to store up a great amount, limitless amount of prayer and fasting. Only those who penetrate into the spiritual realm and communicate with God for understanding of His will and heart can become true teachers who can guide other people into the spiritual realm. To follow as a disciple the way that your teacher has already gone through is incomparably easier than to penetrate into spiritual realm by yourself. The highway is already paved and you just drive it. But if you may pave the highway, how slow it'll be. But after already penetrating into spirit, so you are just following, so how easily can you come into spiritual realm, and especially you are touching and seeing all spiritual things and you are experiencing those things. But this also means that because you are following your teacher, you cannot go beyond the level of your teacher who has gone through the way of spiritual realm himself. For example, Moses was taught by God himself. So Joshua, who learned from Moses, could never go into deeper levels than Moses. Also, Elisha received the double portion of his teacher Elijah's spirit, but he was not better than his teacher Elijah. Even though he received the double portion of Elijah's spirit, from whom did he receive it? He received it from his teacher Elijah. Elijah was caught up without seeing the death, but Elisha died a death from disease. A man of God, a prophet of God, in the New Testament or in the Old Testament, it doesn't make sense. They die of a disease. But why did Elisha die? from a disease. I once explained to you the reason, right? From the first time I met God until I came to learn His heart and will, through communication with Him, I spent countless days praying all night and also spent so much time in prayer with fasting. As much as I have experienced spiritual things myself during those times, I can prove the existence of the spiritual realm and the dimensions of faith and guide you to come into deeper level of spirit. The messages like the message of the cross and spirit, soul, and body and these sermons on the measure of faith were all given from God while I was communicating with Him during those times of prayer and fasting. And how could the books Heaven and Hell be published? Was it from a human thoughts, just human brains, with a countless prayer? It was received from God. And I show you so many signs and wonders. And other things, other than the things that I showed you already, there are so many more things I experienced, but I don't tell you. I don't mention the things that I experienced unless I can show you in your eyes. Because I show you with, so that you can see in your eyes, you say amen about the spiritual realm. The clouds coming out and disappearing, appearing and disappearing, and those clouds appear in a moment and disappear in a moment. And you have seen those things so many times. Also, about the stars. When the sky is full of clouds, can you see stars? And then, no matter how good your sight is, maybe like your eyesight is like eagle, can you see stars in the sky full of clouds? But you have seen many times. When I was praying in Gochang of Gyeongsangdo, Pastor Sangtae Kim and other pastors were with me. And once Pastor Kim Sangtae Kim was with me. So after praying, we came out in the evening to cool ourselves down. So I could see the stars. Oh, there are many stars. But Pastor Sangtae Kim, they were looking at the sky, but there was no star. So they didn't say anything. So I thought I should let them see. And I talked to them a couple of minutes, and then I said, look up to the sky. And in that, then all clouds were gone, and there were stars. And those new believers, please do not fall into test. But our members have seen those things many times. Also, when I also went to Busan, when I was praying, Pastor John Kim of Busan Mami Church was with me, and so the same thing happened. The sky was full of clouds, but I could still see the stars, and I said, I can see many stars, but there was no stars for them. So after a couple of minutes, I told them to look up the sky, and there were a lot of stars. But in the summer retreat, maybe it was a Kenyan mission or young adults mission, I had to move to another place to preach in the Light and Salt Mission's place. And I arrived at about 1 a.m., so the workers were waiting for me. And when I arrived, they said, Senior Pastor, let us see some stars in the sky. Maybe Pastor Jisun Kim Pastor Hyun-chul Ju, and there were scores of workers, so they asked me to let them see. So I just told them, just see. And in a moment, the clouds disappeared, and there were stars shining. And when we went to Switzerland in a pilgrimage, we went up to the we slept at a certain village, and Senior Deaconess Jeongnim Lee asked me to let her see some stars. So I said, just look, just see stars. But there was no stars. The sky was full of dark clouds. It was about to rain. But when I said, see, Yes, Cedar stars, then in a couple of minutes, the clouds disappeared. And she saw the twinkling stars. And even the whole group saw the stars. And these things happened so many times. In a college mission summer retreat, the sky was so full of clouds. We couldn't even see the person next to each other. And even in that kind of situation, they asked me to see the stars. But at that time, I didn't just tell them, but I prayed for a couple of minutes. And then as soon as I finished praying, the clouds disappeared and I saw the stars. And these things happen so many times. In Switzerland, after seeing the stars, everybody went into the hotel, and soon it began to rain. And even in that kind of rain, when we want to see stars, we saw the stars. And not only once or twice, we experienced these things so many times. Because you are seeing and touching and experiencing yourself, you say amen, you can accept them. But those who have not experienced these things, and those when they hear, they may think Reverend Jerick Lee is something strange with him. Also, by manifesting the works of God's great power, I can show you the way to receive God's power and perform it. So the reason why I tell you these things is for you, your faith to grow up so that you can receive God's power and save so many souls and guide them to the heavenly kingdom, then and give glory to God. And how good this is. If you are at the fourth level of faith, you can guide and teach those people who are at the third level of faith or lower. But you cannot guide them to higher levels than the fourth level. That is the reason why you don't consider the flock of sheep entrusted to you as your personal sheep, but you try to connect them to the shepherd. Namely, it is to let those sheep go into deeper levels of spirit than your own level of spirit by the guidance of another teacher. The New York Crusade is coming up, and in New York, it'll be broadcast by four TV channels to the whole U.S. and it will also be broadcast to the whole world. And before, many believers left God and they think of Bible like a fairy tale. And in a newspaper article, there are only about 20% who really believe in God. They used to believe in God, and because of development of science and medical science, and because of materialism, they leave God and they lose their faith, and they don't have faith. They only have faith as they should have at least faith as knowledge, but even that faith is being destroyed. So God prepared this New York Crusade. So through this crusade and by TV, the blind will see, the mute will speak, and the deaf will hear, and the lame will walk, and people will stand up from wheelchairs. And when they see these things on TV, and those who attended in the place, they will see, they'll witness. So their faith as knowledge will be broken. And even those who left faith, those who gave up on faith, they will repent. Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today, since I explained the deeper contents about the fifth level of spirit, you might have found it a little difficult. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13 says, "Which things we also speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in those taught by the Spirit, combining spiritual thoughts with spiritual words." Because you have seen and experienced a lot of spiritual things, you can discern between spiritual things and you can accept them with amen. And each of you have experienced it. As said, spiritual things can be understood only by the works of the Holy Spirit. It is difficult to express spiritual things with words of this physical world, and even if we express them very well, you cannot understand them fully in flesh. But God wants every one of you to be saved, and also He wants you to come into the deep level of spirit and understand even the deep things of the heart of the Father. Even in this world, if you have a friend who understands you very well, it'll be so glad and happy to talk to him, and you may feel he is closer than your family members. When you quickly go into spirit and whole spirit and understand the deep things of God, you can share intimate love with him like his friend, and this is to fulfill the purpose of God's creating human beings. I hope you will long for good things and spiritual things with a more earnest heart. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will more deeply communicate with God day by day and understand His heart and will so that you will be able to share perfect love with Him. Let us pray together, thinking about the message. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for your grace and love. Let this message become life and strength. Father, we can do it too. Anybody, if he longs, let us all long for a fifth level of faith and go into that level quickly. Father, bless us that way. Father, thank you. Let us quickly come into spirit and whole spirit. And let us get into the deeper and spiritual level and experience you, Father. And let us receive your power so that we'll be able to save so many souls. Lord, thank you. I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thankfully, the power of God, something about Christianity, these things are not handled by TV or newspapers. First thing is they don't believe, and the second thing is because they have to receive persecutions from other people, they don't handle these things. But all of our Christian newspapers handle these powerful works of God. But thankfully, even major daily newspapers, they run our articles about God's powerful works. In Gyeongyang Shinmun, they also had our article. Also, Korea Herald. And also in Shisa Focus, the front page is the Gunaem Park, the leader of the major opposition party. And also in two pages, it writes about WCDN, the Third International Christian Medical Conference. What is amazing is one of the four major dailies in Hanguk Ilbo, the half page, on the half page, they ran our article about WCDN, International Christian Medical Conference. More than 500 medical workers from 26 countries, they presented healing cases that were manifested through the prayer of Reverend Gerald Lee. And also, Dr. David Prentice had a lecture on stem cells. He's a very famous scholar. He also spoke before a UN and also before Senate of the U.S. And even in major dailies, they handle our articles, and it is a very thankful thing, amazing thing. So once it is opened, it'll keep on going. And after New York Crusade, I think the major dailies will handle the news. All Christian newspapers, they have many these articles. Even medical doctors who are unlikely to believe in God, believe in God's power, they gathered from 26 countries and they talked about God, God's power. You always experience it, but for them, they don't have so many chances. But they, when they get in touch with, they come in contact with, when they come to see God's powerful works, even they are so awakened, and they also, I receive their thanks letters from them continuously, that they want to have this kind of conference continuously. Before I get the prayer, there's a letter from Dongwon Kim, elder sister of Pastor Sujong Kim. I haven't written to you often, but I still have your photo and I still listen to your message. I'm always thankful, and you're giving such great, you are such great blessing to a lot of people. And I am became more humble, and I am happy, and after I committed my life to the Lord, I have peace in my heart. I still lack a lot of things, but I believe I have a duty before the Father, and I'm praying for it. It was a special blessing to meet you, and I thank you, and I love you. And this is the photo I took with Dale and my mother and me. Please pray for us. And although I cannot see you often, I always feel very intimate about you, and I hope you feel the same. Dongwon Kim from California, USA. If she is listening on the internet, please remember that I always have you in my heart, and I'm praying for you all the time. Even in the States, the medical science is the highest level, but they couldn't cure her disease. And because her she brought her Pastor Sujong Kim, she brought her elder sister to Korea to receive my prayer, and after one prayer she became healthy. She was healed. I'm Jang Yen-ching. Though late happy birthday. After a traffic accident, my bones were broken. But after receiving your prayer on the internet, I was healed completely. I gave all glory to God. In February 2006, a church was established here, and because I have the handkerchief on which you prayed, so we'll do our ministry with the help of modern technology, like with computers and other material. We want to also offer a certain amount of offering to the main church. The bone was broken into three pieces, but by after receiving prayer on the internet, it was healed. There's a child with a broken arm. May 16th, he fell from a drawer and he broke his arm, left arm, and he attended a birthday service, senior pastor's birthday service, and he received prayer from Pastor Yongshi Kang with a handkerchief. At that time, his arm was twisted because of the fracture, but after receiving prayer, it became normal in a week, and he could move his arm perfectly, and now it is healed completely. I give thanks to God the Father, and I give thanks to Senior Pastor for praying for him. Whether your arms are broken or your ribs are broken, you receive prayer with faith and you are healed. You are healed by handkerchief prayers. See this, in his arm, his left arm was swollen and it was bent. But after being healed, this is straight. There's no swelling. I saw the x-ray and there was a fracture, two fractures. But without implementing any human method, they just took the x-ray picture and they even removed the cast and relied on God, and in a week he was healed completely. According to whether we commit to God 100% or 50%, or committing him from the beginning. In this case, it was only to take x-ray picture, and then they came back and relied on God completely. It was the same with the burn case of a baby. Because they relied on God completely, he was healed completely, and even the doctors from 26 countries, they were surprised by this case too. In IPF 11th anniversary general meeting next year, they invited me as the speaker. I pray for the sick. Please lay your hands on sick parts and on your infirmities. And please receive the prayer for the desires of your heart. Father God, please lay your hands on them. From head to toe, all entrails, sense and nerves and tissues and joints and marrow, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and most high power of creation, and give them spiritual and physical health. Father, show your work transcending time and space. Bless all the church members, branch church members, and local sanctuary members who attended the service via satellite, and all children of God who attended the service on the internet all over the world, and also on all GCN viewers, and also those who sent their photos to receive prayer. Father, lay your hands on them. Also, from the United States, Father, lay your hands on Dongwon Kim and her family members in California. Burn it with the fire of the Holy Spirit and give them spiritual and physical health. And give them more faith and let their souls be prosperous. Let them go into spirit and bless them financially too and work for the good of everything. Father, be filled with the, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit and be healthy. And Father, bless them to give you all the glory. Father, there's a prayer request from China. On June 22nd, they have a service of establishment. after moving the church and bless them with more attendance, and also let them become good workers of you. Light come. Father, show your work on them. Father God, in Yamagata, in Japan, Pastor Zhang requested for prayer from 19th to 22nd. They have general meeting of the Holiness Church Japan, and let them have elect a good leader. And also Pastor Seung-gil Ryu is conducting a handkerchief crusade, and let all the attendants be healed and be with them with the Most High power of creation, and be glorified, Father. Father, Esteban Handal from Honduras requested a prayer. Father, from the food container sent from Honduras to Miami is not clearing the customs for 3 months. Father, show your work and work for them. And also, there is a problem with the fabricating documents of $8,000 worth. Father, solve these two cases and let the container be cleared in the customs, and let this documents be, have problems with the documents be solved. And Father, bless them in Mamin TV and all broadcasting work. And also, there's a request from China. They want to have a video camera and also cell phone to be more efficient in the ministry, and bless them more and more. Father, thank you. Bless all our members from head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and joints and marrow and tissues. Burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit, and Most High part of creation be cleansed. Light come. Father, give them spiritual and physical health. Give them prosperity throughout the week, and let there be no problems. Father, wherever they are and wherever they go, let all these strongholds of the enemy devil be destroyed, and protect them with your heavenly army and angels and with your blazing eyes, and burn and protect their families, children, and workplaces and businesses, and give them prosperity, and bless them whether they come in or go out. Let them lend but not borrow. Let them become the head. Protect them from all traffic accidents. Protect all our church vehicles, and bless all the overseas missionaries and overseas members, and protect them with the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit and heavenly hosts and angels. And with the blazing eyes, and wherever they have handkerchief crusades, let Most High power of creation be manifested. Lord, thank you. I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.